Hey everybody, and welcome to episode number 2 of the countdown to Microsoft Ignite. Counting down to May 4th through the 8th, where we're all gathered in Chicago along with some of the best and brightest in the industry. Episode 1 was a lot of fun.
It was. I cannot lie. Shooting some of that pre stuff, I guess we call it. We don't call it B-roll.
It's
event color. Event color.
That's a good term. I like that.
It's been a lot of fun. Event color. Take note of that.
Yeah, you got it.
We're going to include a little bit of that again, and we're going to continue with the theme of food.
Yeah, because there's so much to do and eat in Chicago, but. Mind you, we have other episodes of these, which are going to be some fantastic things to go and see it.
Correct.
And activities to do, but we need to kind of get some more of these locations in. Yeah. But today...
We should cover off something extremely important that's available already if you've already registered, or if you haven't registered yet, you can consider this as an add-on to the conference.
Yeah, which are our pre-day sessions, which take place May 3rd from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. There are actually 17... pre-day sessions presented by some of the best experts out there on a whole variety of topics.
I was about to say, some of the titles were already inside the session catalog before, but now we've made sure that all the authors and the presenters are going to be there listed as well as more detailed abstracts. So make sure you go off and check those ones out. They range across a whole range of different types of technologies. There's 17 of them.
17 of them. Anything from security with Paula.
Of course.
Highly recommend that one.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about Exchange 2013, both an on-premises solution as well as a hybrid deployment solution. There are two separate pre-days there.
I'm a fan of the good old enterprise deployment solutions. Michael Niehaus is always a very good rock star.
Very, very quality
also
stuff.
Michael Nostrom as well.
Tons of Office 365, actually, what I would say looks like 3, maybe 4 of them on here. Anything from the deployment on-ramp, there's the network performance optimization.
And something called the Pro Plus Deployment Bootcamp.
Yes.
I don't know if that requires physical exertion or anything to be able to do this, but it's in there.
Not sure. Physical exertion. John Craddock's going to be here. I'm a big fan of his. I love watching his sessions. He's going to be doing a pre-day session on the Azure Cloud for IT Pros. Mm-hmm. And there's SQL, there's mobility. Just head on out to the content catalog and take a look. As Rick mentioned earlier, we have added the speaker names to the abstracts, so you can take a look at those as well and get the speaker that you are most interested in or maybe the topic that you're most interested in. If you have already registered for Microsoft Ignite by going to ignite.microsoft.com and pressing the register button, you can actually go back through and add a pre-day session. It's $500 for the full day, but you are getting that 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. of the brain-busting knowledge that we get in really, it's kind of day zero on the Sunday before the event.
You can only register for one, because last time I checked, we did not figure out how to do cloning technologies.
Not of humans, no. Virtual machines, maybe.
Correct.
But not of humans. So make sure that you add those pre-day sessions. They're super, super valuable. They're one of the things that, when I was just a mere attendee at previous events, that I would always make sure to find room in the budget and in the schedule to go take a look at it, these pre-day sessions.
Now, should we cover off a little bit of the color?
The color of Chicago.
Yes. So this time we're going to cover your essentials. We got you covered for coffee. We're going to have you covered for beer / brewery. So
yes.
There's a common theme here that kind of happens. But then also, I guess you would say like a bar with a view.
Yeah, so this is kind of combining the whole food and drink experience with things to see because it's one of these rooftop areas.
Yeah? Very cool.
You know what? Instead of us talking about it, let's just show you the video. We set a precedence when we were in Houston about finding the ultimate coffee destination, because you know me and my coffee.
It's either beer, coffee, or distillation of alcoholic spirits. coffee seems to be the drink of choice the morning after.
Absolutely. Right? Or any morning.
Oh yeah.
Afternoon,
we all know
evening.
That IT is fueled by caffeine and by coffee.
So we're at La Colombe. We happen to be in the location in the West Loop. Short cab ride away from the main central downtown area, and easily accessible.
I would say it's probably about a 3-iron to Harpo Studios if you want to go off and see the Oprah area.
A 3-iron?
Yeah, about a 3-iron.
Okay. So maybe a 5-wood if you don't really have the distance on that.
Urban Gulf.
Owners Todd Carmichael runs Dangerous Grounds.
Yes.
The Travel Channel fame. You want to come out and check this out. They're open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. every day. Their coffee is roasted in a separate facility, but man, I tell you what, just like in Houston, we have found our coffee destination.
Yes, craft coffee at its finest. And I want to show this one here off. It's not actually a bottle of beer. It's actually their cold-pressed coffee that is aged for 16, or steeped for 16 hours inside a wine vat in a different facility. And then they bottle this up and they ship it all over the place. And there's, what is it, 240 milligrams of caffeine.
That's insane.
Yeah. So this is the hot item of the moment.
It is.
And it's actually really, really good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be out of control in about 3.5 minutes.
we gotta wrap this one up real quick. I think he's
going to
explode.
There is a local bakery that provides baked goods. They're located, the bakery is located from the Lincoln Park area.
Mm-hmm.
And
these guys are open around 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
So you can get your early morning Java before you go into the conference.
You want to come check it out. There are going to be a couple of newer locations opened up by the time we hit this event, so come check it out. La Cologne. Coffee, coffee, coffee. I need some more of this.
I'm just in a happy glow. I don't know what to say.
happy glow. obviously, we are at a brewery.
It's kind of a strange area. It's there's Bed Bath & Beyond just right over there. There's like a Patagonia kind of store. But it used to be Warehouse District.
Yeah, this used to be the Warehouse District. We are at Goose Island. Goose Island, formerly a turtle wax factory. So from car wax to craft beer.
Good transition.
Absolutely. This particular brewery is very, very unique. They do a lot of unique things that a lot of craft breweries don't do, particularly in terms of the amount of individual craft beers that they release.
Yeah, they did, like, they release one new beer every
week. At least one.
And every stuff. All the stuff that they actually serve in this particular facility is made on premise. They are one of a number of different craft breweries that are national and international distributors. Mm-hmm. But all the stuff made in this and served inside this particular establishment is made right out back.
Yeah, absolutely. Mondays are the day to be here if you want to try one of their new infusions, which is the day that they tap those new infusions, and I would imagine they don't last very long.
No,
it's a very, very small operation
here. They actually send the brewmasters out to the local farmer's market on the weekend to buy the fruit that they're going to be doing the infusion with, and then they do the infusion, and it comes out when it's ready to come out.
Another one of the cool, unique things is the type of yeast strains that they use. Now, if you're in the craft brewing world and understand how brew is made, it's basically the yeasts. And a lot of places, they only use a few. Their brewmasters here are out exploring everywhere, just trying to get different types of yeast, different type of flavors, different types of things. They do barrel aging.
Oh, it's insane, man. They have bourbon barrel aged, and this time they used to have some from Johnny Walker and then Jim Beam, and they also had some stuff from, it starts with an H, I forget what the name was, but it was, you can see them in the back. There's barrels, they're not just for decoration, they are actually aging the beer inside of them. And one of them that's being aged, which unfortunately we can't sample today, is a Belgian quad.
Yeah, so not a double or a triple.
Not a double or a triple, it's a quad.
It's a quad.
It's going to come out probably about 15, 16%, I don't know, but it's going to look really, really fine.
It's a great place to come to tour and taste. You can do tours. They've got public tours available 3 times on Saturday, 3 times on Sunday, but they do schedule the private tours. So if you want to do a private tour, you can come check that out. And then there's also event space here.
Yep.
If you're looking to rent out a private room, have a little bit of dinner, food, they've got food, and fantastic beer tasting. And all I can smell is this beer, so I'm just going to pretty much say, come check out Goose Island, and we're going to have some beer tasting.
I'm tired.
Of course you are. We are just literally just a little bit over, a couple streets over. We're at Tavern on Rush right here in Chicago.
Seafoods, steak, and just generally amazing food.
Absolutely. This is the place to be, open 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. Monday through Friday, Saturday all the way till 3 a.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. So you can get your football on or your sports on or your morning brunch.
It's got a gorgeous patio out there.
Awesome. Yes, it's absolutely fantastic. A lot of great shopping by, so you need to recuperate after all the shopping that, that you have. But this place, they're known for their steaks and their seafood. They've got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Two secrets. First secret is, I can smell this right here, is that the chef actually has very strong Louisiana roots.
Yes.
And so anything with Cajun flavor to it, it's going to be really good. I've got some blackened shrimp right now. The second secret is, and I'm sure that you're excited about this, pineapple infused vodka.
Yes, absolutely, which we'll sample in a minute. We've got to finish the shoot we do this, right? They do have a private room that seats 25. Mm-hmm. They do have white jacket, white tablecloth dining upstairs, or a more casual atmosphere downstairs where we are. But they wouldn't let you upstairs.
The hat could not go upstairs, so we're down here.
Really, the price range, it's a wide variety, $15 to $55-ish, right? Okay. So you can go splurge, you can get the big monster steak and do everything there. Or you can, you know, kind of do how we're doing. We've got the lunch, the sliders, and I've got to point this out. They say that this tuna right here is the freshest tuna in all of Chicago from Hawaii.
Nice.
Hawaiian tuna right there. The patio is open from March all the way through to November, so great time of year. If you're here, come check out Tavern on Rush. You need that, Nas. All right, try not to spill it.
There you go.
And yeah, check out Tavern on Rush.
Cheers.
Pineapple infused vodka. Mm.
I'm doing it.
We're standing 27 floors above it all in downtown Chicago. We're at the rooftop of the Witt Hotel.
You're doing great with this height thing. I think we're easing you into this.
I'm far enough from the edge.
Okay.
We're totally good.
Okay.
We're totally good. This is a destination to come check out, whether it be a happy hour cocktail, sometime during the evening hours, or if you want to come full out and you want to get table reservations, come out on a Friday or a Saturday night. As I mentioned, table reservations is really kind of the best way to get here. This is an awesome venue, whether it be for a cocktail or for a nightclub. They've got some great DJs. Some of my friends actually come through and play here,
cool,
which is awesome. 250 people is max capacity, which is why I highly recommend those table reservations to come on and check this place out.
I mean, they've got nice looking couches. They've got a nice open glass fireplace. I mean, we're here just around sunset time, and the sunset's gorgeous. It's amazing.
Yeah. Good Absolutely, stuff. And you've got full views of the River North.
Yeah.
Out behind us, the lake.
I can just see the bean over there.
Absolutely.
The bean's over there.
So great views of the city, great cocktails. The staff, I've got to give major kudos to the staff, particularly the bartenders. The bartenders have all been here a pretty long time. They love what they do. Love making these great cocktails. There's a great view. And again, if you're one of these guys, you know, you want to go out and have a good time on the weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday night, while you're here in Chicago, dress to impress is the dress code. So even if you're coming for a little happy hour cocktail, you know, dress it up, a little collared shirt, some nice shoes.
I actually snuck my hat in.
Yes.
They didn't see me with it on until I came out here.
They also have a 3D mapping wall that's pretty cool. They also have one of the largest big screens in Chicago. So for various sporting events. They did host a big party for when the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup. So come check it out. Get 27 floors up. We're at the roof of the Witt Hotel, right in the middle of downtown Chicago. Cheers.
No. That's nice.
There you have it. Better seen than said.
It's very, very nice. I'm thinking about that coffee. They have it in that particular place. If you didn't see it, they have cold coffee that they sell in beer bottles.
Yes.
That you can take back with you.
They're fantastic.
So we actually brought a case back with us.
That explains why we're always so hyper on camera, right?
I guess.
Hey, make sure that, as I mentioned before, you have registered for Microsoft Ignite. Go to ignite.microsoft.com, click on that register button.
Yep.
Also, make sure you get those pre-days in,
mm-hmm.
get signed up for those.
If you've already registered, you can always add them. And if you haven't registered yet, consider them as an option during the registration process.
Absolutely. Now, if there's something that you want to see on the Countdown to Microsoft Ignite show, you want to make sure to comment below on this video, or of course, you can always communicate with us. We're big on the social medias.
You got it. We always happen to follow the hashtag MSIgnite hashtag as far as the event is concerned, but you can reach out to me personally at @RicksterCDN.
Of course, I'm at Joey Snow, and the event Twitter is at MS_Ignite.
Make sure it's an underscore, not a dash, and not all one word. It's
correct.
MS_Ignite.
So if there's something you want to find out about from the city of Chicago to the Microsoft Ignite event itself, let us know. We'll include it in upcoming Countdown shows because we still have a whole bunch left to do.
So with the more to go, we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.